Hello, good people. Back at it again. It's another week. I wonder how many of you have started back to work and who is listening and they're still on summer break. Well, enjoy. Yes, enjoy those last few weeks or days that you have. I started back already and this is week two for me and it's going pretty good. We have some new people, some new systems, some new programs that we're learning this school year, but I will and you will make it to summer 2024. Yes, and we're going to do it thriving. So today we're going to talk about those paychecks. And I just want to start this episode by saying, don't you hate it when you get in a room full of people for dinner and you are with your non-educator friends and the topic always comes back to you and what you're doing with your life, okay? And they are always thinking they're complimenting you, but they're not. It is those statements like, oh my gosh, I don't know how you do it. Or I just could never be a teacher. You guys don't even get paid enough. I am so tired of those statements and conversations. And it's like, what do we do when they start talking like that? We just nod our heads. Okay. Thank you. Please stop talking about me. Well, it's annoying. And I am hoping that is something that we can unlearn in 2023. But if you're listening to this podcast, it's like preaching to the choir. So maybe we should tell our friends or our groups that that's not a compliment and correct them. A good thing to say to a teacher is things like this. Thank you for your service. You mean the world to students. I even love it when you say, girl, you are the bombdiggity.com. Yes. And just keep it like that. We don't want to be reminded of how much we're getting paid or not getting paid. We're just doing what we need to do. So what has been going on with teacher salaries lately? Even our president, Joe Biden, is chiming in on X, formerly known as Twitter. And he tweeted or X'd it. I don't know what we are supposed to say now, but I'm just going to stick with tweeting. He tweeted the other day, it's time American public school teachers got a raise. Well, come on with it, Joe. We are here for it. Yes. I love that energy. So according to usfacts.org, when you adjust for wages and cost of living differences, the average teacher's salary is the lowest in Arizona, Florida, and Mississippi, and the highest in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and New York, with Massachusetts paying on average $78,000 a year and Arizona paying on average $54,000 a year. I'm in the state of Georgia and our average is $64,000. So rep your state. Put it in the comments what the average salary in what state you're in so we can know what's going on in this United States of America. Well, I told you that this podcast has to do with everything but the lesson plan. So why not talk about our pay? There are a wide range of factors that go into the numbers. The bottom line is that our salary that we receive when we get those contracts that we must sign, there are things that they've got to consider. The region that we live in, the level of education, the years of experience, the specific school or institution, the counties that you live in, all of that. And yes, we all know that teaching is a critical profession that shapes the future of other professions. We are the ones educating the next generation. And I'm going to clap for that. Thank you for my educators. Some argue that societal importance of teaching by itself should be reflected in a competitive compensation. Yes, come with it, usfacts.org. So when you think about comparing our profession to other professions, I looked up just a comparison chart. And if we just take the state of California, the teachers are average $85,000. Registered nurse, $124,000.
Accountants, 92,000. Software developers, 146,000. And graphic designers, 70,000. So we are all feeling it. It seems that every time we get a raise, there's inflation that seems to zero it out, especially lately. And I don't know how you're feeling, but the day I had to pay $5 for a dozen of eggs, I knew there was going to be a problem. I had to really, really think about my budget. So, what are we going to do about this? Teachers often have to deal with our high workloads, grading lesson plans, classroom management. It is a lot that goes into being an educator. And so I know sometimes we feel like our compensation does not match the effort required to do the actual job. And it leaves, with the perception of being underpaid. I mean, look at what we just talked about. I just talked, shared with you the different salaries for different professions. And why does it seem like we're always down at the bottom? Well, I know that we need to make more money. Some of us do, some of us don't, but what can we do about it? And this episode is going to talk about some ways to supplement your income and not take away the quality of your life. Let me repeat that. We do not want you to be tired supplementing your income. And I have seen teachers work full-time jobs, right? They're teaching full-time, and then after work, they got to go do DoorDash. That's a lot. But some people have bills that can't wait in circumstances that they have to get under control. So, the one thing I did learn from COVID is that we are definitely the master of all trades. We are content creators. We know how to solve tech problems. We can direct a parent how to activate a Zoom and get it working. We are teaching, writing lessons. I think, I even created a few products during COVID. So how can that show up as extra pay for us? Well, let's go ahead and put our teacherpreneur cap on, okay? And these are things that you probably thought about but just wasn't sure. But you already know the number one way to make money is tutoring, okay? You can offer your services of being a private tutor in the subject that you are comfortable with, okay? And this could be a way to make some extra income after hours. This could be done online. There's a big demand on online tutoring. I know that when my child, this was before COVID, and I want to say she was maybe in the third grade, and I was, and now she's in high school. And so I was looking for someone to tutor her. And this lady, she did tutoring after school at our local library. And she would do it at, after her hours. And she would probably spend about 3 hours a day. Monday through Thursday was her schedule, 3 hours. So she would start around, I would say, four. Her day would end around seven. And she would just be tutoring one, she would tutor one person each hour. And at that time, she was charging $35 an hour. So when you do the math is mathing on that one, okay, on how much you can make a week. And that's a good bit of money that you can use to pay some extra bills or to have something to spend and look at her quality of life. I don't feel like her quality of life was changed that much because she started after work, done by seven, got home, was able to get her self-care time in, eat her dinner, go to bed by 10, and get up and start over the next day. And then she never did it on Friday, Saturdays, or Sundays. Okay. She was like, it's a no for me. That's my weekend. So think about tutoring. There's also a platform that we'll talk about online teaching platform called Teachable that you can put together some stuff. So that is another way that you can make money as well, online teaching. There are many platforms that offer opportunities for teachers to teach online. You can provide a course. This could include teaching language courses or your specialized subjects or skills like coding and music. I used Teachable before. I actually published a class. It was centered around my content. It was around entrepreneurship. And so I published a course, and that was an easy thing to do. So you could do things like that. It's not going to take a lot of time, and it's probably something you've already created, and just upload it. Summer is another great way to make money for those who don't want to make it during the school year because you just really want to focus on your classes. You can make up for it during the summertime. You can teach summer school, or you can be a part of summer camps and workshops, and they will pay you for this. During your breaks, you can teach and lead these summer camps and workshops and these enrichment programs. These programs can be fee-based and allow the teacher to share their expertise in a different setting. I know that there's a lot of summer camps that hire and employ teachers, and they're paying big bucks. I sent my son to one, and it was at UCLA. He was actually teaching rocket science, and he's not even a teacher. And so they gave him a lump sum of money. They paid for his room and board. The summer program was housed out of UCLA, but it was not a UCLA program. So there are different programs out there. I would say start looking in January if you want to engage in this type of extra income. You want to make sure you start looking in January what is out there. And do not spend your entire summer working, please. Don't do that. Other ways you can make money is develop curriculum. I have done that as well. People will pay you because you are an expert in something. Like I said, I taught entrepreneurship. Once the students started going home and talking about my entrepreneurship class, I had parents that were wanting me to teach them how to be entrepreneurs. And so I created a curriculum around that. And then I sell that stuff on Teachers Pay Teachers. And I was also invited to go and do conferences and present, and I get paid for those things. So you just got to kind of market yourself and create your own brand, your personal brand. You are a brand. Freelance writing. If you're good with writing, you can always create content and offer your services on some of the platforms that are looking for writers. Blogging is another way to make money. Another one is being an exam proctor. Okay. That's something you can do on the weekends. And I know right now in Georgia, the ACT, they're paying $18 an hour. So those are just different ways that we can supplement our income. I would say choose one, research it, and then figure out if it's a fit for you, if it's going to work with your lifestyle and your time constraints. I don't know if you're single, if you have children, if you're married, if you have this, you know, big responsibility at work, but you've got to take all of those things, write that down, and really evaluate which options would be good for you. I would advise new teachers, if you're brand new and this is your first year, I wouldn't do any of this. I would just get acclimated to being a teacher and learning the craft, okay? I would also say, just remember that there's always different opportunities for you to make money, but have a goal in mind of what you want to do with this extra money. Just don't be doing it just to do it, right? Because then it's going to become a thing, and then you're going to hate that thing. And then maybe even have a time for how long you're going to do it. You could probably, you know, say, hey, I'm going to do it for a couple of years to fix this problem or to save here, or I think I can do this every other summer, you know, or I can do it every summer for 2 weeks. So just have some time centered around that to help you out. It's just super imperative for you to have that balance when it comes to any additional income generating activities that you're going to do. I want you to make sure you maintain a high level of performance when it comes to your classroom and not walking in tired because you got this extra job. I just don't like it when I see teachers having to do things like DoorDash and, working at a retail place as soon as they get off work and they're stuck in another building. I just don't like that. I think, we have to figure out other ways to support teachers in supplementing their incomes. So check with your school district. Also, when it comes to additional income outside of teaching, especially when it comes to tutoring, there may be rules around tutoring in your actual district. So you want to check with your district and see what the policies are and then create a plan. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode because it was about money, 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 money. So hopefully these tips will help you to make a plan to supplement your income. If you need it, then go ahead and do it. If not, create space for future income possibilities. Stay the course. Don't get overwhelmed. You got this. Just keep thriving, people. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, share, and listen to the podcast each week. We will be back next week. Talk to you later.